Sirach, Chapter 10. A judge of a people is one who instructs his people. And the dominion of one who gives understanding will be well ordered. A king who goes wild will cause the destruction of a city. And a city will be inhabited by the understanding of its princes. As a judge of a people, so are his ambassadors. And as a head of a city, so are its inhabitants. In the hand of God is the dominion of all of noble man. And in the presence of the lawgiver, he will put his grandeur. In the hand of God is the dominion of the world. And a man at the time will stand on it. Do not perform evil against a fellow man for all transgression. And do not walk in the way of pride. Pride is an enemy to the Lord and to men. And to both of them, oppression is a trespass. A kingdom will turn away from nation to nation. Because of the violence of pride. What is dust and ashes proud about? That so long as it lives its nation will be lifted up. A whisper of sickness, complains the one who heals. A king today, tomorrow will fall, in death man will inherit. The maggot and worm, lice and creeping things. The beginning of man's pride is when he becomes hardened. And of his own heart, he will turn away from what he has done. For the reservoir of pride is sin. And the reservoir's fountain gushes out wickedness. Therefore God will make his plagues wonderful. And strike him until he is consumed. The throne of the proud, God has overthrown. And he seated the poor in their place. The footsteps of the nations, God has closed up. And he uprooted them from the bottom layer of earth. And he has scraped them from the earth, and plucked them up. And the memory of them ceased from the earth. Pride is not seemly for a common man. Nor strong anger for him who is born of a woman. What seed is honored of the seed of a common man? The seed is dishonored of him who transgresses the commandments. The head among brothers is honored. But he who fears God is honored in the eye of God, sojourner and stranger, foreigner and poor. Their glory is the fear of Yahweh. Do not despise the needy who deals wisely. And do not honor any violent man. A prince, a ruler, and a judge are honored. But none is greater than one who fears God. A slave who deals wisely is lifted up. And a slave who is corrected should not complain. Do not become wise to serve your pleasure. And do not honor yourself in the time of your need. Better is he who serves and has abundant wealth, than he who honors himself and lacks a gift. My son, in meekness honor your soul. And discretion will be given to you in a similar manner. One who causes the condemnation of his own soul, who will justify him? And who will honor one who causes the dishonor of his own soul? There is the needy who is honored because of his understanding. And there is he who is honored because of his riches. He who honors himself in his poverty. In his riches will honor himself more. And he who is dishonored in his riches. In his poverty will be dishonored more.